Chapter 8. The ragtag band of pirates and ponies had been flying in the airship for nearly 3 days before they caught their first glimpse of their destination. Alto Terra was a secluded village perched high up in the Unicorn Mountain Range, and Daring Do seemed to believe that it would help lead them to the location of the Good Fortune Garnet. Over the course of the journey, Daring Do had plenty of time to regale the pirates with many tales of her travels across Equestria and beyond. So she spared no details when describing her last journey to the region and all its odd quirks. Naturally, the pirates had lots of questions about Alto Terra, but Rainbow Dash seemed to know the answers to almost all of them already. She explained that it was from reading a book called Daring Do and the Forbidden City of Clouds. Rainbow Dash explained everything from the unicorn ponies' dislike of visitors to their odd, monochromatic manes and hides. Daring Do nodded along, looking somewhat proud. When Rainbow Dash finally finished talking, Daring Do gathered every creature and briefed them on their mission. "So, when we get there, Rainbow Dash and I will go talk to Brumby first. He won't be forthcoming with his information about the Good Fortune Garnet if he feels that too many strangers are around. He'll feel like we're ambushing him." Then Daring Do shook her head and warned, "And trust me, once Brumby's good opinion is lost, it's gone for good." The pirates just shrugged and nodded. This was a concept they understood pretty well. Pirates didn't take guff from any creature. "Wait a second! We're going to meet Brumby Cloverpatch?" Rainbow Dash squealed with unfettered excitement. "Like the actual Earth Pony Adventurer? That is seriously cool!" "Should we recognize that name?" Captain Solano and the others were surprised by Rainbow Dash's reaction. Was this some sort of pony celebrity? There was still so much to learn about Equestria. "He's the Aeronaut Explorer pony from the books," Rainbow Dash explained, pacing back and forth. Her hooves clopped against the wooden deck as she talked, almost as if they were the punctuation to her words. "He has this really neat airship, kind of like you guys, except his is called the Reflector, because it's all silver and shiny, and when it's in the clouds, it looks practically invisible." "Airship?" Mullet asked, a nervous expression on his face. "Do a lot of ponies have airships?" "He's the only one I've ever heard of. I mean, Twilight has her hot air balloon, but that's not really the same thing." Rainbow Dash frowned, growing suspicious. Boyle and Mullet were acting quite squirmy. "Why?" Boyle made a face and nudged Mullet so he'd stop asking so many questions. That guy was always getting them into trouble by flapping his big old beak.
"No reason," Boyle barked as the pair disappeared down the stairs to the quarters below decks.
Rainbow Dash quickly brushed it off and turned back to the matter at hoof. Alto Terra. Her heart quickened as the ship began to slow, descending toward a clear ridge scooped out of the side of the mountain, just a short staircase away from the village. Rainbow Dash scanned the horizon for signs of Brumby Cloverpatch. She was pretty sure she would recognize him instantly.
"All claws on deck! Moving port side!" ordered Captain Solano,
and the crew scrambled to their positions. The parrots heaved and hoed, pulling the wingspan in with their brute strength until finally the ship was positioned. Once they'd safely made anchor, Captain Solano tipped her hat to Rainbow Dash and Daring Do.
"We'll be here waiting for you."
The two Pegasi took off, flying up over the stairs with Daring Do leading the way. Rainbow Dash had been instructed not to talk to any pony until they got to Brumby's cottage, so she zipped her muzzle and kept close behind.
"Hey, who are you?"
a mint-colored unicorn stallion wearing an emerald-green sash called out as they trotted through the main gates of the village.
"And what do you want? State your business in Alto Terra!"
He'd positioned himself as a makeshift guard, and this was the first instance in which his job had ever mattered. "Just visiting a friend?" Daring Dew smiled and waved her hoof nonchalantly. "Have a nice day." Rainbow Dash followed suit, flashing him a friendly smile. He looked confused, but for lack of a better plan, just decided to accept it. No pony else said anything to the duo, but ponies were definitely staring. Rainbow Dash was starting to understand why Daring Dew had been so insistent that Captain Solano and the rest of the birds stay behind. If these ponies were reacting strangely to some Pegasi, who knew what they'd do if they saw a bunch of gigantic parrots with peg legs, hooks, and eye patches? They turned off the main cobblestone road and into a little alleyway away from the hoof traffic of the shops and taverns. Standing at the end of the alleyway was a curious little cottage that was distinctly different from the rest of the buildings. It looked like something Discord would have chosen, a patchwork quilt of colors with its blue shutters, red door, and wavy stripes of teal painted across the facade. The thatched roof reminded Rainbow Dash of the houses back in Ponyville, and the curious selection of dainty clouds circling above it like a halo elicited memories of the dwellings in Cloudsdale. "Brace yourself," Daring Dew muttered the warning under her breath. "He might not be too happy to see you."